Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 2, Text 268, continuing the ecstatic pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just a recap of where we left off. Just after Nimai Pandit was initiated in Gaya by his Diksha Guru Ishwarapuri, who gave him the 10-syllable mantra, Gopa Mantra, Om Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha. We find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the very beginning of the Sankirtana movement. At this point in time, Vishwambhara has not revealed his godhood or his transcendental identity as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So we find Vishwambhara is visiting Shivas Pandit early in the morning while Shivas Pandit is performing the Sringa Puja. Vishwambhara tells Shivas Pandit that he is the Lord of Vaikuntha and has descended on earth because of the prayers of Advaitacharya. At this point, declaring his godhood, Vishwambhara proclaims that he will deliver the saintly and destroy the miscreants. So he starts revealing his Krishnahood, his godhood, and he's speaking in Bengali to Srivast Thakur the same words that Krishna was speaking to Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra. Yada yada yadharmasya glanir bhavati bharata vitanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam parichanaya sanam vinashanaya jiskritam dharmasam sarpanartaya sambhavami jujay yuge yuge. He's saying, I will kill the miscreants, I come yuga after yuga to establish religion when there's a break in religion. So Mahaprabhu is telling all the same thing. So now Srivast is thinking, oh, he's not Nimai Pandit, he's not coming from illustrious Brahmin family of Jagannath Mishra and Nilambara Chakravarti and Sachimata, that he actually, because Srivast is worshipping Bhagavan the Sringa, who is Narayan, Vishnu. He says, I am the Sringa, I am the Vishnu you're worshipping. Crying out of love, Srivast now became convinced about Vishwambhara's unique transcendental identity, and he became fearless and he started crying and offering prayers to Lord Vishwambhara, recognizing and accepting Vishwambhara as Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari she purnita hoila sarva khelavara dandaiya stuti kare judi durikar. Srivast Thakur's entire body was filled with ecstasy as he stood up with folded hands and began offering prayers. Sahaje pandit bora mahabhagavat agya poi stuti kare jena abhimat mata. Srivast Pandit was a Sahaja Pandit, like Sahajiya, natural Pandit. He was a natural scholar and a Mahabhagavat. Having been ordered by the Lord, he offered heartfelt prayers. What is the other identity of Srivast Pandit? Excuse me? Narada Muni, Bhakta Avatar. Bhagavate Ache Brahma Moha Panodana Se Shloka Pori Stuti Karena Pratam. Srivast recited a verse from Bhagavatam that was spoken by Brahma after his bewilderment. No midyate briha bravapushe tadit ambaraya gunjavatam saparipichala sanmukaya vanya shraje kavala vetra vishana venu lakshma shriye mridupade pashupanga jaya. Brahma said, my dear Lord, you are the only worshipful Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. Oh, Nanda Nandan, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves, and equipped with a herding stick, buffalo horn, and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. Vishwambhara charane amara namaskar navagana varna pita vasana janhar. Srivast Thakur continued, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Vishwambhara, whose bodily complexion is the color of a newly formed cloud, and who is dressed in yellow garments. Sachira nandanapoye mora namaskar navagunja shiki pucha bhushana janhar. The lotus feet of Sachinandan, whose head is decorated with gunja and peacock feather, Gangadasa Shishyapaye, Morai Namaskar, Vanamala Kare Dhari, Odana Janhar. I offer my obeisances to the feet of Gangadas Pandit's student, his Shishya, who wears a forest flower garland and holds yogurt rice in his hand. Jagannatha Pucha Poye, Mora Namaskar, Koti Chandra Jini Rup, Badana Janhar. Offer obeisances under the feet of Jagannath Mishra's son, whose attractive form defeats millions of beautiful moons. Koti Chandra Jini Rupa Vandana Janhar. Shringa Vaitra Venu Chinna Bhushna Janhar. Say to me Tomara Charani Namaskar. Vishambar, you are he who is adorned with horn, stick, and flute. I offer my obeisances unto you. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishambar, is revealed to Shivas Thakur that he is God. Vishambar is God. He is Krishna, Bhagavan. And now he's accepting that and realizing that and confirming that by his prayers that he's speaking. You're the one that wears the peacock feather and the turban and the color blue, and you have this buffalo and cowherding stick and all these things. And I accept you and I offer my obeisances unto you. Chari Vere Janra Goshe Nandara Kumar, say to me Tomara Charani Namaskar. You are that person who was addressed by the four Vedas as the son of Maharaj Nanda. I offer my obeisances unto you. Brahmastave Stuti Kari Prabhura Charan Swachande Balaya Jata Aiseva Dane. Shivas Pandit offered the Lord prayers like the ones offered by Brahma. Whatever he spoke came to his lips spontaneously. Tumi Vishnu, Tumi Krishna, Tumi Yageshwar, Tomara Charana Doka, Ganga Tirthabar, Janaki Jivana Tumi, Tumi Narasingha, Ajabhava Aditava, Charanero Bringo, Tumi Sev Vedanta Vedya, Tumi Narayan, Narayan, Tumi Se Chalila Bali, Haya Vaman, Tumi Haya Griva Tumi Jagat Jivan, Tumi Nila Chala Chandra, Sabara Karan. You are Vishnu, you are Krishna, you are the Lord of sacrifice. The holy waters of the Ganga emanate from your lotus feet. You are the life and soul of Janaki, and you are Nrisimha Dev. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others are you all your servants of your lotus feet. You are the Noravedanta, you are Narayan, it was you to see Balia's Vaman. You are Hayagriva, and you are the life and soul of the entire universe. You are the moon-like Lord of Nilachala and the cause of all causes. Tamara Mayaya Kara Nahi Haya Banga Kamala Najane Janra Sane Eka Sangha Haya Banga Eka Sangha. Who is not bewildered by your illusory energy? Even Goddess Lakshmi lives with you, but she does not know your glories. Sangi Sakabahe Sara Motte Seveje Hina Prabhu Mohamani Anya Janaki. Even the Lord who serves you as a companion, friend, and brother becomes bewildered, so what to speak of others? So Balaram became bewildered when Krishna manifested himself as all the Vishnu Roops, and all the cows were so eager to lick their babies, and all the cowherdmen were so eager to smell the heads of their sons. Brahma couldn't understand, why are they so eager then? Because he didn't realize that Krishna had become the baby calves and the sons. So he was also Vimohan. By Brahma Vimohan Leela, Balaram was also Vimohan. Mitya Griha Vase More Parijatcha Bole Tomana Jani Amora Janmagila Hele. O my Lord, Vishambar, you have thrown me into the illusion of household life. Mitya. What is our Shankar say? Jagan Mitya, Brahma Satya. Right? Jagan Mitya, Brahma Satya. This Brahman is Satya, truth. And this Jagat is Mitya, false. Mitya means false. Mitya Grihavas is false Griha, living this false life. I have simply wasted my life without understanding you. Toma na janiya mora janma gele hele. Nana maya kori tumi amare vanchila. Saji dutti adi kori sakali bahila. You deceive me through various illusions. You have even carried my flower basket and dhotis. The Lord was a very proud and arrogant scholar before he got initiated. But initiation transformed him, which it usually does. If it's Sadguru and Sadshishu, and one actually surrenders to Guru, then he becomes transformed from a mayic personality into a spiritual personality and starts to develop divine qualities. So pride was replaced by humility, and arrogance was replaced by seva. When the Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, he started going to the ghat when people were bathing. He would take their cloth and wash it, wring it out, then press it. Then he would carry their dhotis with them, walk behind them, and they couldn't. This is God. He became so humble and became so oriented to service. This is one of the indications that diksha has really taken place, is that the disciple becomes very enthused to serve Krishna. Very enthused. I want to serve. More service. Serve Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas, as the Lord is showing directly serving the Vaishnavas. And then they would be picking flowers, and then they would have a basket of flowers, and then they would take bath and be clean, and or take bath or whatever. They have a basket of flowers, and they wanted to go do puja. So he would pick up the basket and say, "Let me carry. I'll carry your flowers to your house for puja." So in this way, he was serving enthusiastically to serve God and other people's deities or whatever, and also serve the devotees. And this was all happened as a result of his diksha from Ishvara Puri and Gaya. So Srivas is remarking that you carried my flower basket and dhotis. And I didn't realize, I thought you were just some pundit. You're much junior to me, because Srivas Thakur, he's about 60 at this time, and Mahaprabhu is 20. There's quite a difference in age. So Mahaprabhu was initiated when he was about 19, 20. So when he came back, which was shortly before, it was only about a month or so before this whole episode that he was doing all this carrying dhotis and everything. This is the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement. Tate mora bhaya nahi shuna prananath tumi hina prabhu more vahila sakshat. O Lord of my life, please listen. That does not make me fearful, for you have now appeared before my eyes. Aji mora sakala dukera hoila nash aji mora divas hoila parakash. All my miseries are vanquished. Today is the most auspicious day for me. Aji mora janma karma sakala safal. Aji mora udaya sakala sumangal. Today my life, my janam, my karma, my activities and birth have become sakala, completely safal, fruitful. Today, all good fortune has arisen. Udaya sakala sumangal. Aji mora pitrikula haila udhar. Aji seva sati dhanya hoila amar. My forefathers have been delivered. Today my home is truly blessed. Why? Why is he saying all this? Anyone? Why is he saying? Why is Srivas Thakur saying all this about blessed and sumangal and all these things? Because today he's having darshan of God, sakshat darshan of Krishna Narayan Bhagavan, whom he thought before was just a young kid, punk kid, punk scholar, proud scholar, wise pundit, puffed up pundit. A 20-year-old kid, he's a kid. I'm 60 years old. I have so many students. I have family, I have children. I'm an established person here. I'm a leader in the Vaishnava community. And this is some puffed up the guru of logic and Naya, had nothing to do with bhakti at all his whole life for 20 years. And now he's initiating, carrying people's dhotis. And now I find out that this punk kid, this arrogant scholar, is God. He's that Nisringa I've been worshipping every day, Nisringa Shalagram, for the last 55 years. And this Shalagram, it's him. He is it. So it's the most astounding revelation for Srivas Thakur. So now he's saying, how fortunate I am. I've been seeing God all this time, and how fortunate is my family and me, and wow, I've been having every day sakshat darshan all day long, not one moment, like Dhruva Maharaj for 5 seconds, or Prahlad Maharaj, this is all 1 minute, 5 minutes, every day. Aji mora nayana bagyera nahi sima tanre deki janra shi charana seva rama. Today there is no limit to the good fortune of my eyes, for I am seeing he whose lotus feet are served by Rama, the goddess of fortune. Sri Charana Seve Rama. Nayana Bhagya Nahi Sima. Sima means limit. Nahi Na Sima. There's no limit to the Bhagya of my eyes, the fortune of my eyes. Balite Avishtohaila Pandita Shivas Urdva Bahu Kari Kande Charighana Swas. While speaking this way, Shiva's Pandit became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He raised his arms, cried, and sighed deeply. Gana Shwasa. Gana means thick, like Gana Ras, Gana Sham. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Sham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Sham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganashyama Radhe Radhe, 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 Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganashyama Radhe Radhe. Garagadi Jaya Bhagya Vanta Srinivas. Dekhiya Purva Gora Chandra Parakash. The most fortunate Shivas rolled on the ground after seeing the most wonderful manifestation of Sri Gora Chandra. Gora Chandra Apurva, unprecedented. Dekhiya Apurva Gora Chandra Parakash. Like Prakash, Parakash. Apurva, the most unprecedented manifestation of Gauranga showing himself as Krishna. Kiyad Bhutta Sukahaila Shivashari Re Dubilena Vipravora Ananda Sagare Sagare. What wonderful happiness was felt in the body of Shivas, that best of Brahmins merged in an ocean of bliss. Dubilena Ananda Sagar. Ananda Sagar. Merged in an ocean of bliss. Transcendental bliss. 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 This, if you take up this transcendental meditation, very shortly you will merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. Hasya Shunena Prabhu Shivasara Stuti Sadaya Hoya Bhale Shivasara Prati. Vishambar smiled after hearing the prayers of Shivas. Being compassionate to Shivas, the Lord spoke to him. Sri Putra Adi Jata Tomara Vadira Dehuka Amara Rupa Karaha Bahira. Bring your wife, children, and others of your house, and let them see my form. Sastrika Hoya Puja Charana Amar Vara Maga Jaina Icha Monete Tomara. In the company of your wife, worship my lotus feet and ask for any benediction you desire. Prabhurapaya Agya Shivasa Pandit Sarvapari Kara Sange Aila Twarita. Sarvapari Kara Sange. Being ordered by the Lord, Prabhu Agya, Shivasa Mili assembled his family members. Vishnu Puja Nimita Yateka Pushpachila Sakala Prabhurapaya Sakshate Edila. Shivas offered to the feet of the Lord whatever flowers were there for the worship of Vishnu, Vishnu Puja. Ganda Pushpadupadipe Puja Sri Charana Sastrika Haya Viprakarena Krandana. In the company of his wife, the Brahmin cried as he worshipped the lotus feet of the Lord with sandalwood paste, flowers, incense, and lamps. Well, this is certainly the way to worship. What does it mean? It means he didn't do his puja mechanically. Didn't do his Aisha Ganda, Aisha Pushpa, Idam Pushpa, all these bija mantras and Ishta mantras. Idam Pushpam Kleem Bhanki Biharaya Namaha. Idam Pushpam Aisha Ganda Kleem Bhanki Biharaya Namaha. Idam Pushpam Kleem Krishnaya Namaha. This is all like the mechanical process. But it says Krandan. He was offering Karena Krandan, Vipra Karena Krandan. He was crying. Great feeling, great love. And that's what Krishna wants. He doesn't want mechanics. He doesn't want dravya, he doesn't want articles, he wants love. He says twice in chapter 4, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakti prayachati tamaham bhakti paritam ashnami vrayatatunaha. He says bhakti aparitam, bhakti, he says twice bhakti. If you offer me with bhakti a leaf, a flower, a tulsi leaf, a flower, a fragrant flower, or fruit or water, I will accept, if they're offered with love. So twice he says love. So he's crying out of love. Bhai patni dasa dasi sakala laya shivasa karena kaku charane padiya. Shivas Pandit led his brothers, wives, servants, and maidservants in humbly falling at the lotus feet of the Lord. Srinivasa priyakari prabhu vishambhar charana dilena sarva shirera upar. Vishambhar is the well-wisher of Shivas. Sometimes he's called Srinivas, but it's the same person, Shivas. So he placed his lotus feet on the heads of everyone there. Charana dilena sarva shira upar. Charana dilena sarva shirera upar. Shir upar. Same as Hindi. Upara, they say upar. Upara. Upar. Upside. Upside of the head. Charana dilena sarva. He put his feet on their head. That's quite nice. So this is, seems to be the recommended way to get blessings. Fall at the feet of some great person, and if you're lucky, they might wipe their feet on your head. Alakshite bule prabhu mataya sabar hasiba le motte chitta hau sabakar. Unseen by all, the Lord touched everyone's head with his lotus feet. He smiled and said, may your minds be fixed on me. Hasibale mote chitta hao sabakar. Your chitta. May your minds be fixed on me. Huh? Well, that's nice. It's really like Satya Yuga. It rains when people are sleeping. Satya Yuga used to rain between 2 and 5. When everyone's sleeping, you know, everyone gets up by 5 or so, 4:30. Wash all the streets, wash all the plants, wash all the trees, wash all the fields. Water everything, spring, water all the flowers, the grass, and then when people wake up, they don't have to water the lawn, it's already done. They don't have to wash the car, before they go to work, they don't have to wash the car, it's already washed. All the dust from the day is washed off, and the house is washed out, the windows are washed, the wife doesn't have to wash the windows. And grass is watered, plants are all watered, tulsi is watered, don't have to water tulsi, of course we do it for devotion. And all the crops are watered, and then by the time you get up and the sun comes up, everything's dry, no slippery, no danger to walk or move. Mud's all dried out, and this is life. Saha yagya praja shisva puruvacha prajapati. Third chapter of Gita, verse 27, about beginning of creation, the Lord said, I sent forth generations of men and demigods and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by the performance of this yajna, will bestow upon you all desirable things. So that's the love of the Lord. He loves us. He be in my lila, but worship me with yajna and I'll give you everything. Because if someone loves someone, they'll give everything to their beloved. They want something in return. But all Krishna wants is us to chant Hare Krishna. Because that's the yajna for Kali Yuga. Kalotada Hari Kirtanat. Krite yad dayato vishnam tretiyam yajato makai taparya paricharyayam kalotan hari kirtanat. It's told in 11th canto that in Satya Yuga everyone did Krita Yoga. Krite or Krita Yoga means Satya Yuga. Everyone did Vishnu Dhyan. Krite yajato, Krite dayato vishnam. Vishnu Dhyanam. That was a yajna, that was a form of offering in that age. And then tretiyam yajato makai. And Treti Yuga everyone did yajna, and Dwapara Yuga everyone did puja. Dwapara and Paricharya. Paricharya. Paricharya means puja. Paricharya. Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga everyone should do Hari Kirtan. This is the yajna. And then Lord's pleased and gives everything. Rain, food, sun, seasons, everything nice.
Hankara Gharjana Kari Prabhu Vishambar Srinivase Sambodhya Palane Uttar.
Vishambhar roared loudly, Hunkar, and spoke to Srinivas as follows. Oh, hey, Srinivas, kichu mani bhai pao, shunitama dharite aisi raja now. Oh, Srinivas, are you afraid of something? I have heard that the Muslim king is sending a boat to come and arrest you for chanting the holy name. Ananta brahmandamaje njata jiva vaise sabara prerakami apanara rase. By my supreme will, I am the director of all living entities in innumerable universes. Without my inspiration, no one is able to act in any way. In my form as a Paramatma, I reside in the hearts of every living entity in the universe, and I make them wander by my own will. Mui jari bolana se rajara sharir, tabai se bolive seha, dari bharatare. If I have the king make an order to arrest you, then only he will do so. In other words, if I, as a super soul, inspire the king to arrest you, then only will the king order your arrest. Jari vai matanahi swatantrahaya dari bari bole tabe muni chanat iha. If this were not the case, if the king independently ordered your arrest, then this is what I will do. In other words, if against my inspiration and independent will as a super soul, or without being directed by the super soul, if the king independently orders your arrest, then I will desire as follows. Muni giya sarva age nokaya chadimu e matagiya raja gochara haimu. I will be the first to board the king's boat and present myself before the king. More deki raja rahibe nri. More deki raja rahibe nripasan vivala kariya je padimo shekan. Will the Muslim king remain sitting on his throne after seeing me? I will bewilder him and drag him down. I will certainly overwhelm and control him. Jari va e matanahi jigya sibe more seho mora abhishta shunokahitori. If this does not happen and he holds me for questioning, then this is what I will tell the king. Is anybody listening? Shuna shuna ohe raja satya mitya jan yateke mola kaji sabatoran. Listen, king, bring all your mulas and kazis to ascertain the truth. This means a mula is a religious priest. A kaji is a judge. Hasti ghoda pashu pakshi jatatora ache sakla anaha raja apanara kachi. O king, bring all your elephants, horses, animals, and birds that you have. Eve hena agyakara sakala kajire apanara shastrakai kando sabari. Instruct your kazis to recite your scriptures, and then by their recitation, make these animals shed tears. Naparila tarajari eteke karite tabe se apana vyakta karimo rajate. If your kazis, when they recite the scriptures, are unable to make these animals cry, then I will manifest myself to the king. Sankirtana manakara egulara bole jatatara shaktiye dekhile sakale. You dare to stop Sankirtan on the advice of these fellows? The kazis. Everyone has now seen what power they actually have. Because they're advisors. The kazis are like advisors to the king. They're his ministers. And then Mahabhu is saying, okay, bring your kazis, bring your ministers. Tell them to recite the scriptures. Are the animals crying? They're able to transform the animals? Are they crying? See, they're not doing anything. Animals aren't doing anything. So your kazis have no power. So why? They have no power. They can't do anything. Why are you listening to them? Why are you accepting their authority? And they're advising you, you should bust all these devotees for chanting in Navadvip. Srivas Thakur, he's a leader of the gang. Srivas Thakur, Vaidacharya. Nimai had not joined them at this point. But the Shaktas and the smartas of Navadvipa, they're complaining. These guys are staying up all night on Nirjal Ekadasi and chanting Hare Krishna with these amplifiers and keeping us up. So order the Muslim emperor to put them in a ship, send the king down the Ganga with a ship full of soldiers and arrest all these miscreants. And they're disturbing Lord Vishnu. All the demigods are trying to take sleep now. That's what they said. It's Chaturmasya. Now they're going to wake up Lord Vishnu and he'll get angry and curse our village. And there'll be a famine here. So we should get rid of all these stupid Vaishnavas. That was the president before this, leading to this. So now, and Srivas was afraid of that because he heard the rumor that the king's henchmen were coming to arrest him specifically because he was a gang leader. So Lord Chaitanya has revealed himself as God and said, listen, be cool, man. Don't be afraid. I'm here. God is on your side. Why are you afraid? And you bring this Qazi, bring all this bring this emperor and this Qazis and mullahs, and I'll tell them a thing or two. So he's telling the king, see, look, these guys have no power. Why are you listening to them? Mora shakti deka ebe naina bariya etabali matta hasti animu dariya. Now listen, king. Behold my power with your own eyes. After I tell the king this, Srivas, Vishwamara said, I will bring an intoxicated elephant before the king. Hasti ghoda mriga pakshi ekatra kariya shekhane kaidhaimu krishna bolaya. I will gather elephants, horses, deer, birds, and I'll make them chant the name of Krishna and cry. Kandaimu. Rajara jeteka gan, Rajara sahite, Sabha kan daimu Krishna bali bala mate. I will make everyone chant the name of Krishna and cry, including the king and his subjects. Arivo. First he's going to make the animals. And then the king's going to drop his jaw. Because his Qazis and mullahs couldn't even get one alligator tear out of a bird. So see what I'm going to do, Shivas. Ihateva apradyaya tumi vasaman sakshate karon deka apana nayan. Do not maintain the slightest doubt. I will show you now before your eyes. Have your faith, don't disbelieve. Samoke dekaya eka Ambalika apani Shivasera Bhatri Sutta Nama Narayani. The Lord saw one small girl named Narayani, the niece of Shiva, standing before him. Who's Narayani? Does anyone know? Who's Narayani?
I know.
Who is it?
The mother
of the author of this book, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And she was a little girl, a balika. Like Bal Krishna, this is Balika. Adyapya Vaishnava Mandale Janradhwani Chaitanyara Avashesha Patra Narayani. Even today, Narayani is known amongst the Vaishnavas as the recipient of Chaitanya's remnants, Chaitanya Avashesh Patra. Sarva Bhutta Antrayami Sri Goranga Chand Agyakaila Narayani Krishna Balikand. Sri Gauranga, the super soul of all living entities. Sarvabhuta Antaryami, Sri Gauranga Chand. So the super soul is not this forearm wala. This is two-arm wala, Sri Gauranga. Sri Gauranga Chand. He ordered her, Agya, Narayani, Krishna Bali Khand. Chant the name of Krishna and cry. Every time he's talking about chanting, he's saying bolo and kando. Kanda. Bali and kanda. Chant and cry. Chant and cry. Chant and cry. Chant and cry. Gorgovinda Swami, he gave some lectures in Bhuvaneshwar. He said, listen, I've opened a crying school here in Bhuvaneshwar, ISKCON. I want to teach all my disciples to cry for Krishna. Cry for Nitai. Nittai guna mani amar, nittai guna mani, nittai guna mani amar, nittai guna mani. You ever heard Gorgovinda Swami sing that song?
Yes.
Heavy.
Great song.
Heavy song, the way he sings it. Nittai guna mani amar. So a crying school. So this crying school began in Navadvip 500 years ago, 525 years ago. Gauranga Mahaprabhu opened a crying school. Every time he's telling someone to chant, he's telling them to cry. And what did Srila Prabhupada tell the devotees when he told them to chant Hare Krishna? One should chant the holy name of the Lord just like the genuine crying of a child for its mother. Every lady will know that one. And she knows the difference between asli krandan and nakli krandan. Real, genuine crying and fake crying. That means, I want candy. But when a bee stings the kid in the backside, then that's the real thing. That's crying out of pain. It's a fact. I've seen. I've done also. So who's the super soul? Sri Gauranga Chand. Gauranga Chand, not Gaura Chand, Gauranga Chand. Chari Vatsarera Se Unmata Charita Ha Krishna Balyakande Nahika Sambita. Chari Vatsarera Vatsa, 4-year-old child. That 4-year-old child, Narayani, that Balika, immediately acted like she was mad. Unmata Charita. She showed the character, the charita, the characteristics and the attributes and the behavior of not only a mad person, but Uttam Mada. There's Madhyam Mada and there's Kanishta Mada, Madhyam Mada and Uttam Mada. When you're Uttam Mada, that means Unmad. It means totally, absolutely bonkers. Crazy. Really, really nutcase. Unmata Charita. So this little girl, this Balika, she went bananas. She was mad. She cried and chanted. See, this is the combination. Balia Kande, Balia Kande, Balia Kande, Balia Kande, Balia Kande. Chanting, crying, chanting, crying. So we're only doing 50%. Not even. Mostly sleeping. Sleeping chanting, sleeping chanting. Nidra Balia. But I don't see anybody that's Balia Kande. It's a very interesting point here in the Chaitanya Bhagavad. As I mentioned in the classes in Purushottam time, that we were discussing, there's what is it? You remember? Mohan? The three ways to look at the verses?
Yes, Mohan.
What is it?
Adiatmic.
What's the next word?
Adivaltic.
Yeah. No, I mean adiatmic. Vichar. Consideration. Understanding. Adiatmika vichar, adibhautika vichar, and adidhaivika vichar. So these are three, there's so many unlimited angles of vision to each verse, but these are three basic, because adiatmika means, what does it mean to me? The atma. Me the reader, me the bhakta, me the devotee, me the grihastha, me the brahmachari, me the sannyasi, me the woman, me the man, me the vaishnavi, vaishnava, etc., etc. What does this verse mean to my mind, to my body, to my bhakti? How does it apply to me? What is the benefit for me? What is the teaching for me? Adiyatmika vichara. Then adibhautika vichara is actually what's actually going on here in the elements of this verse in the storyline, and what's it all about? And this person saying that, and it's here in Navadvipa, it's 500 years, and this is happening. And in other words, what's the message for me? What's the teaching for me? Because the adibhautika is, well, there's this 4-year-old girl, and Mahaprabhu's going to show his stuff. Show his power, and he's going to, by his power and influence and prabhava, he's going to just turn her into a mad case, a mad Hare Krishna devotee. And he's doing that, so that's adibhautika. And then adidaivika is what's going on from the Lord's level, from God's level. Daiva. Daiva means not just demigods, but it means transcendental level. From the Lord's level, his leela, and what is he doing, what is he expressing, his audarya aspect of himself, or is he expressing his madhurya aspect? Because in Gaura leela, sometimes he's in audarya mood, audarya bhav, and sometimes madhurya bhav. sometimes in Braj Bhav, sometimes in Navadri Bhav. Navadri Bhav is Audarya, preaching, helping, distributing. Distributing the nectar. And Madhurya Bhav is tasting and relishing and absorbing the nectar within oneself. The absolute for himself, for itself. The absolute truth is for itself and by itself and of itself. So the Adhyatmic is that we see that they're talking about Nam Sankirtan here. They're talking about Harinam. They're talking about chanting. We also do Harinam. We also chant. But do we have these two elements in our chanting? Or three elements. One element is, do we go mad? Have we become unmata charita? Some people say so. Some people saying people in this room are mad. So maybe you have that. You have one element, unmata charita. You're exhibiting characteristics of a mad woman or a madman. At least some people think that. The materialists think the spiritualists are mad, and the spiritualists think the materialists are mad. Who's crazy? So we think they're crazy because why do we think they're crazy? We go up and ask them, "Who are you?" They say, "I don't know." "Where did you come from?" "I don't know." "What are you doing?" "I don't know." "Where are you going?" "I don't know." Then we draw the conclusion he's crazy. He doesn't know who he is, where he's going, or where he came from, or what is the purpose of all you're doing? "I don't know." So we consider he's crazy. He's really disjointed. So that's one aspect of the calculation for Adhyatmika Vichara. Are we gone mad? And the other one is, are we chanting Balia? Bolia. Bolia. Balia means Bolia. Hindi is Bolia. This is Bali. Balia. Balia. And this is old. This is Shud Bangla, actually. Pure Bengali. So then, okay, we're chanting. But then Kande? Kande? It's like Krandan. Are we crying? Well, no. Maybe we're not even mad, or at least we think we're normal, and maybe others do too. So these are something we can learn from our. These are teachings to us. They apply to us, benefit to us. They can improve our bhakti or improve ourselves. What does this phrase unmatacharita mean? It means agitated with love of Krishna. Samvita means external consciousness or feelings. Nahika samvita. She forgot herself. Anga vahi pare dhara priti bira tale paripurna hailastala nayanera jale. Tears flowed from the eyes of that four-year-old Narayani to the ground, making the surrounding area wet. Paripurna. Hasya hasya bale prabhu vishambar ekanatamara ki guchila sabadhar. Vishambar smiled and said, "Now, have your fears been dispelled?" Because he'd said all these things before to Srivas, remember? He said, the king's people can't make anybody cry. Now I'm going to take this four-year-old girl and make her mad. And he did it. And he smiled. Now, are you still afraid of the king, that he can do anything? That I don't have power? That I don't have prabhav? That I don't have influence over living entities? Mahavakta Srinivasa Sarva Tattvajan Asphalya Dui Bhuja Mbali Prabhustana. The expert speaker, Srinivas, knows all truths. He raised his arms and spoke to the Lord. Hallelujah. No. Kala Rupi Tomara Vigra Bhagavan Jakana Sakala Shisti Samhariya An Takana Nakaribai Tora Nama Bole Ekana Kiserabhaya Tumi Mora Gare. O Lord Vishambara, when in the form of time you annihilate the entire creation, I am not afraid due to the power of your holy names. So what is there to fear now that you are personally present in my house? So devotees they don't have the slightest fear of time. Everyone is afraid of time, especially the last portion of time called death. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham kalosmi. Why are devotees not afraid of death? Because they accept Krishna as their friend, their relative, their son, their preceptor, their benefactor, and the supreme deity. And they can never be deprived of their possessions at any time. their son will never, Krishna, the Bala Krishna, their son will never be taken away from them anytime. Their friend, their relative. Many people slide in, and many people slide out. Many people slide down the wall also. Sit properly. He's like, every 15 minutes slide, you know. Or some people sit in a chair and just lean back like they're on the 747. First Clipper class, and just lean your head on the screen, legs come up, and then Clipper class goes off into Nidra land. No, whatever, I don't mind sitting there, it doesn't bother me. Mbaliya Vishtohaila Pandita Shivas Gostira Sahita Deke Prabhura Prakash. After speaking in this way, Shivas Pandit became overwhelmed as he and his associates saw the Lord's opulence. Chari Bede Janre Deki Bade Abhilash Taha Deki Shivasera Jatadasidas. He whom the form Vedas desire to see was seen by Shivas' servants and maidservants. Char Veda Deki Bhade Abhilash Kibalive Shivasera Udara Charitra Janhara Charani Dhule Samsara Pavitra. Vrindavanas Thakur continues. What can I say about the magnanimous characteristics of Shivas Udara Charitra? The dust of his lotus feet purifies the entire world. Charna Dule Samsara Pavitra. Samsara Pavitra, just see. The Charna Dule, Shivas Narada Muni, the pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta. The dust of the feet of the pure devotee, Samsara Pavitra. It purifies the entire samsara. This is the influence of the dust from the feet. Krishnavatara Jena Vasudeva Gare Yateke Vihara Sabai Nandare Mandire. Krishna appeared in the house of Vasudev, yet he enjoyed various pastimes in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Vasudev Gar, Nanda Mandire. Jagannatha Gare Haila, A Avatar, Shivas Pandita Grihe, Jateka Bihar. In the same way, Vishambhar appeared in the house of Jagannath and enjoyed various pastimes in the house of Shivas Pandit. Sarva Vaishnavera Priya Pandita Shivas Tana Bhari Gele Matra Sabara Ulas. Shivas Pandit was most dear to the Vaishnavas. Sarva Vaishnav Priya. They all became filled with joy on entering his house. Bhari Tana Bhari Bhari Gele Bhari Thakur Bhari Matra, the moment they entered his body, his house, Sabar Ulas, they became happy, joyful. Anubhave Janre Stute Kare Vede Muke Shivasera Dasa Dasi Tanre Deki Suke. He was offered heartfelt prayers by the Vedas, was easily seen by the servants and maidservants of Shivas. Ete ke Vaishnava Seva Parama Upai Avashya Milaya Milaya Milaye Krishna Vaishnava Kripai. This is why service to the Vaishnavas is the topmost process, Parama Upai. Vaishnava Seva Parama Upai Avashya Milaye Krishna Vaishnava Kripai. For by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, one gets Krishna Milan. One certainly attains Krishna. Hari bol. Krishna darshan ki. Krishna nitya charan seva ki. Shiva sere agya kaila. Prabhu vishambar. Na kahiyo e sabakata. Kaharo gochar. Vishambar instructed Shivas. Agya. Prabhu agya. Do not disclose these topics to anyone. Bayapai Vishambara Lajita Antar Ashwasya Shivasere Gela Nijagar. On regaining external consciousness, Vishwambhara felt somewhat ashamed. After solacing Shivas, he returned home. Because when he was in his external consciousness, he was feeling like a humble Vaishnav, a servant, Das, Das, and Das. He had such great humility. But sometimes when he saw the Vaishnavas were distressed, because you understand, you must be knowing, that this avatar, this appearance, this descent of the Lord, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Bhakta and Bhagavan. Bhakta and Bhagavan combined. He's acting as the ideal devotee of the Lord. And, of course, he's acting as Radharani at one level, because Radharani is the most ideal. But he's even acting as the ideal devotee amongst the devotees, serving them, relating with them, helping them. But then often he acts as Bhagavan, as Krishna, especially later in his Sannyas Leela. He's Krishna in the mood of Radharani, the bhav and kanti of Radharani, relishing Radharani's mahabhav, and tasting and understanding it. But in Mayapur Leela, often he's in the mood of Krishna, and sometimes in the mood of separation from Krishna, like Radha bhav. But many times he's in the mood of Bhagavan in this Aishwarya bhav. Aishwarya Mahi Bhagavan. In the mood of the creator, the destroyer, like this. The maintainer and protector of the devotees, Bhaktavatsala. So when that's all being done in internal consciousness, antar chit. But in bahir chit or bahya consciousness, then he said, did I say something? Or was I acting like funny or something? Yeah, you showed your Vishwarup and you said you were going to kill all the demons and you weren't afraid of the Kazi. Oh, really? I said all that? What do you believe? What do you think? Well, I think you're God, actually. So it says, on regaining external consciousness, that's almost like implying everything he did and said was like a dream. But it's his internal, because he has these different identities. It's saying internal, external consciousness. I mean, sometimes he's externally acting as a devotee. As just a humble servant of the servants. And then he goes in his internal consciousness and he acts as a Lord. The Lord of Lords, the God of Gods. Sukamaya haila tabe shivasa pandita patni baru bai dasira sahita. Shivas, along with his wife, his brothers' wives, and brothers and servants and maidservants, became filled with happiness. Sukamaya. Shivas karila stuti dekhiya prakash iha jay shune se haya Krishna das. Anyone who hears, now this is called falshuti. Karila stuti dekhiya prakash. This is from Vrindavanas Thakur, who is Vedavyas. Anyone hears the prayers that Srivas offered when he saw the Lord's manifestation will certainly become a servant of Krishna. So we heard them. Antaryame rupe bala rama bhagavan agya kaila chaitanyara gayate akyan. Balaram, in the form of the super soul, ordered me to glorify the topics of Sri Chaitanya. Antaryami Rupe. So first we heard, who is the super soul? Sri Gauranga Chand. Sri Gauranga Chand is the Antaryami. That's what he's saying. Now he's saying that he's there, he's not alone inside there. Gauranga Chand is with Nityananda. And Balaram, Bhagavan Balaram, Antaryami Rupe, Agya Kaila. He told me, Balaram said, listen, glorify Chaitanya. Right? Balaram is telling, glorify Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahayan, Anya. Vaishnavera paye mora, ei namaskar. Janma janma prabhu mora, hao haladar. I offer my respectful obeisances under the feet of all the Vaishnavas. Don't know what. So that by their mercy, haladar may be the Lord of my life, birth after birth, because he's a worshiper of Nityananda. This Vrindavanas Thakur, his Ishtadev, he's in Sakiras, and his Ishtadev is Nityananda Balaram, Hoilo Nitai. Nara Singha, Jaru Singha, Jaina Namabeda, E Mata Jani Nityananda Baladeva. Just as Nara Singha and Jaru Singha are different names for the same person, I know that Nityananda and Baladeva are different and only in name. Chaitanya Chandrera Priya, Bigraha Balai, Eve Avaduta Chandra, Kari Chandra Gai. Baladeva is the dearest personality, Chaitanya Chandra. He is now known as Avaduta Chandra. Nityananda Avadut. Who is Nityananda Avadut? Who is he? Baladeva. Madhya Kanda Katakai Bhai Shuna Ekachite Vatsareka Kirtana Karila Jainamote. O brothers, please hear attentively the topics of Madhya Kanda, which describes the Lord's Kirtan pastimes over the course of 1 year. So I guess this is from the age of, I think, 20 to 21. He was 20 when he got initiated. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chandajan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Pore Jugagan. Accepting Chaitanya Nityananda as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Jai.
Thus ends chapter 2 of Madhya Kanda, Vishambar, Lord Vishambar's manifestation of his godhood, his Bhagavatva, at the house of Shivas, and the inauguration of the Sankirtan movement. Sri Prambijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana Ki
Jai
Cheto Darbana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kai Ravichandri Kavicharanam Vidyavaru Jivanam Anandam Burivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamitaswaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Prambijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Sri Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.